One of the things I'd be interested in is the sort of a thumbnail sketch of the lives
of the family.
Of the family, and particularly the ones that have died.
Well, let's start with the oldest, I guess, Etta. Etta was always a very, very good person. Easy to get along with. And optimistic. She was considered quite an old maid because she was 28 years old when she married. Mm-hmm. Because she was in love with Paul, and he was in medical school, college and medical school, that took 8 years. And then he had a year of internship. After that, they married. But anyway, she had a very nice disposition, but she was a little bit set in her ways, I thought, at times, too. She was a hard worker, a good teacher. She taught me. But back to her earlier days, she was, I don't know how many started out in the class with her in school there in Pearson. But there was, school was not accredited. And when she reached her senior year, which was, I believe, 10 grades is all they had then. It wasn't 11, it was 10 grades. There were only four persons in the class, two girls and two boys. I remember that graduation. It was a very big event. As far as I could or can remember, it was the first one that ever occurred that nobody else ever graduated from the high school. That was high school then. And she went away to college to Valdosta her first year. And Mama and Papa wanted her to go to Tift. It was Bessie Tift College. So she transferred to Tift and was very happy there. And she went her second year to Tift and then came home and taught a year there in the high school. That's when she taught me. I had English, history, and French from Etta that year. Mm. Wait a minute. No, I had history and French, I believe. There was another teacher who taught part of the high school. There were only three high school teachers. And there were only three when I taught there in the high school later. So anyway, she did her junior year at summer schools, went back to Tift and graduated there in 1925. It's a rambling thing, I tell you.
Oh, no trouble.
I got Etta through high school and college.
It's back on.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, she got through college, and she came back and taught in Pearson. She graduated in 25. I went away to school in 25. I was 4 years behind her. And, she taught in Pearson 4 years there. In the high school. After that, she decided she wanted to try another system. So she applied for a position. A friend of hers told her about that they wanted a teacher in Manchester, an English teacher. So she applied for that and was employed there. And later, when Paul was doing his internship over in Augusta, or wherever he was, I think he was still in Augusta, he came to visit her in Manchester, and she introduced him to a doctor, and the doctor asked him later, when he knew him better, to come and go into partnership with him. And that's how he went to Manchester to practice medicine.
Was Paul from Pearson?
Yes, he was from Pearson also. And he was about 2 years younger than Etta. So that's why he was not in her graduating class. That's why it took her longer waiting on him.
Mm-hmm.
She had other beaus, but she never was serious about anybody long at the time. While she was teaching there in Pearson, one man tried very much to get her to marry him. And she did tell Paul she wanted to break the engagement. But he talked her out of it, I'm sorry to say. So, before I take up my education, I want to talk about Evelyn, who comes next. Evelyn was the most beautiful child, one of the most beautiful children I've ever seen. And she had dark red, really auburn curls, and pretty brown eyes, and fair complexion, which was sort of an unusual combination. She wasn't dark, her skin wasn't dark, but her hair and eyes were rather dark. She was a striking looking child. And everybody always noticed Evelyn. And naturally, she had plenty of boyfriends, and she received a lot of compliments and a lot of flattery, and she was influenced by it a lot. She started school 2 years before I did, but there was a man named Sankey Booth, an old country-type school teacher who liked to experiment with educational methods, and he took an interest in he was the high school principal. The school went about, we had 10 grades at that time. And he taught in the high school, but he still supervised the elementary school very strictly, all in one building. And he kept up with the methods being used and so forth. And he believed in pushing a child as rapidly as he could go. At least letting him advance as rapidly as he could go. So he took a group of us. I think I was in the first group that he tried that on. And he moved us up a grade. And I don't even remember. I think it must have been about third grade where he began pushing us. And I don't remember staying in third or fourth a whole year. But I must have. Anyway, I got about two grades ahead in there, and that put me in the grade with Evelyn and her age group. And it put